First of all, I want to thank this week's sponsors, Phil and Peggy Zimmerman, for sponsoring in memory of Michal Ben Traga Feivel Alevi. And our learning today should also be Refuah Shleima from Marvin Hirshhorn, our beloved member, Moshe Nassan Ben Chaya, who's in the hospital, as we daven for a speedy Refuah Shleima. I said that. Nassan. You say Natan, I say Nassan. Okay, Hanukkah is 2 weeks from yesterday. And so I want to deal with the following Shaila today. We know that there's a minhag to light Hanukkah candles not only in our homes, but for those who come to shul from Mincha Maariv know that there's a minhag to light candles in shul as well. One of the halachic topics surrounding that issue is whether or not we are allowed to make a bracha on the recitation of the Hanukkah candles in our shul. And as an extension of that halachic topic, which is not just practical for our shuls, but an extension of that principle is whether or not you go to a public lighting of the Hanukkah candles, are you allowed to make a bracha? You go to town center mall, you go to wherever Chabad's lighting this year, at the Heat game, at the Panthers game, at the Marlins game, at the, I don't know, whatever game they're lighting on. So are you allowed to make a bracha there as well? And those two sugyas are very much intertwined. Where does the sugya begin? So the sugya begins really on page number one, which is a broader sugya of whether or not you are allowed to make a bracha on a minhag. Are you allowed to make a bracha on a minhag? When do we make a bracha on a minhag? Not all at once. So the Rambam tells us that we're actually incorrect. The Rambam tells in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, Mikomo She'osin Yantav Sheni, I'm sorry, Yantav Shnei Yamim Gomer Mesa Halal Chaf Aleph Yom. So we say Halal and Yantav 21 days. Tisha Yimei Chag, Shmoneh Yimei Chanukah, Shnei Yamim Shel Pesach, V'Shnei Yamim Shel Atzeres. Those are the days that we are supposed to say Halal. Then says the Rambam, Ava Baroshe Chadashim, but on Rosh Chodesh, Kriya Sahalal Minhag. Kriya Sahalal is only a Minhag. Ve'eino Mitzvah. And there, it's not a mitzvah. U'minag zeh b'tzibor, lefichach korem b'dilug. This is a minag that we do b'tzibor. But says the Rambam, ve'ein mevarchin alav. You should not make a bracha on this minag. She'ein mevarchin ala minag. Ve'yachid lo yikare klal, and a yachid should not read halal at all. So according to the Rambam, does one make a bracha on a minag or not? The Rambam says explicitly, a person does not make a bracha on a minag. And because a person doesn't say a bracha on a minag, and because our halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minag, paskins the Rambam, that we do not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. Who here does not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh? You do not. Why not? Minag hagra. Okay. Minag avoseinu biyadenu. Okay, we'll see. Turn the page to page number two. Tosfos. Tosfos writes the following. In Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beit, Ayamin Aleph. Similar sugya. Says Tosfos v'kasa b'machzor vitri. Kevon she'enu ela minog ba'alma lo mevarchin aleh. He quotes the machzor vitri that because halal is only a minog, you do not make a bracha. Kita amor b'perek lula v'arava, ein mevarchin al davar shu minog. By Aravos, we talk about the fact that you do not make a bracha on something that is a minhag, that is explicit. Umiyu omer Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbeinu Tam, De'eno raya, de'atilto valdai lo mevarchinan, aval a mitzvah pshita de mevarchinan. Right, on a mitzvah, even that's a minhag, in other words, a minhag can also be a mitzvah, that, says Rabbeinu Tam, is pashut de mevarchinan. It's pashut that you should make a bracha. How do we know? What's Rabbeinu Tam's raya? What's his proof that we make a bracha on a minhag? Da chazinan kol yantav sheni, einu ela minhaga. You were talking about minhag avosenu biyadenu. You're wrong, and I'll tell you why you're wrong. Because the only time in the Gemara that it uses minhag avosenu biyadenu is by yantav sheni shel galius. And let me ask you a question: when you sat down this year on yantav sheni of Pesach, and you ate your matzah, and your, did you make a bracha? So you do make a bracha on minhag avosenu. So don't tell me that you shouldn't, I'm sorry, I'm picking on you a little bit right now, right? But we're in learning. So it's the Milchamta Shel Torah, right? So of course you make a bracha, says Tosos, on a minag. Umavarchinan. Vahachinami mashma dimavarchinan. And therefore says Rabbeinu Tam, that even on Hallel, of course you should make a bracha. Dilo mevarchinan mayafsaka, shayichba vaudrai dimavarchinan minhaga, dot, 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 dot. Okay? So you have here a machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam about whether or not you are supposed to make a bracha or not on a minhag. Okay? How do we paskin? Short of my friend. Hold on, you're very upset right now.
Is a minig or not? The Rambam says it is a minig. And still.
So it's a kasha on the Rambam. Okay, so give me a second.
Maybe it's midrabbanan.
Lad. Calls it a minag avosenu biyadenu. Right? Okay. So what about Chanukah and Shuls? First of all, how do we know that it's a minag? So if you turn to page number 3, the Shaul Sechuvah Sarivash writes the following. He's wondering why we even bother lighting Chanukah candles in Shul. He says in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, and I blew it up for you, Od kasafti yaduah hu shekol achad miYisrael chaya b'mitzvos ner Chanukah. Everyone is obligated in the mitzvos ner Chanukah. Afilu ani hamisparnes minat tzedakah yimchor ksuso yana mitzvos chaviva. In other words, even if you're very poor, you'll skip your latte for a couple of days, and you'll pay for Neiros Chanukah instead. Vim kein, kol echad chayev lahadlik olivarech bebeso. Everyone is obligated to light Chanukah candles in their house. Umashin agu kol Yisrael lahadlik shliach tzibor o hashamash beis hakneses lama. Why then, if we have a mitzvah in our house, are we also coming to shul and lighting the Chanukah candles on shul? If you tell me that the reason why we light in shul is because of Pirsuminisa to spread the miracle, haven't we already fulfilled that when we go home and light it there? And if the reason why we light candles in shul is the same reason we make kiddush in shul, is because perhaps they're poor people and they won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah on their behalf, we just said, even a poor person has to light. He might not have to light the number of nights per night. He might just light one candle per night, but he's still going to fulfill the mitzvah. The same way we don't make kiddush in shul on Seder night, because we assume everyone's going to go home and have a Seder themselves, even poor people. Kol dechvin yesei ve'echol, so to by Chanukah. Im kein, says the Rivash, ha-bracha shemevarech, ha-madlik, be-beis ha-knesses, yirash hi-levatala. The bracha that Rabbi Goldberg, or I, is going to make in shul, on Chanukah, says the Rivash, is a bracha levatala. V'im nemar lahotzi atzmo be'otso halakha, maybe you'll say that I am fulfilling my obligation through that halakha, bevada einu yotze mishum chashad. Of course, that's not the case. Shim chaser sheyesh l'shnei psachim l'shnei ruchos tzricha shtei neiros kirava. If I have two different doors, according to Rava, I light twice. Mishum chashad shema lo hidlik, because perhaps maybe I didn't fulfill the obligation one time. Kol shekein achazan o acher shechayv lahadlik bebeso. Vod shelo nagu kein ela shechozer madlik bebeso. We know that I'm going home anyways and lighting the candle. Ubakashti, he says, I asked this question. V'chafasti, I searched the question. Taina lahatzila chazan mi bracha zuvi krova mimene. He says, I couldn't sleep until I figured out how aren't we saying a bracha levatala? Says the Rivash. Tshuva. Ha minag hazeh lahadlik bebeis haknesses. Minag vasikinhu. Mishum pirsuminisa. Before you just outright reject the minag of lighting Chanukah candles, and Shuli says it's a minag vasikin, which means it's an ancient minhag. In other words, you don't just get rid of minhags like this. And what's the reason why we're doing it? Mishum, pishuminisa. Kevan she'ein anachnu yichol l'kayim ha-mitzvah kitikuna kol echad bebeso. Interesting. We can't fulfill the mitzvah properly in our house. Why? Because what's the mitzvah properly? Shehi la'anicha al pesach beso mibachutz. The appropriate way is to put it in your doorway outside. Kititnan b'hayid de gamal taun pishtan. V'kevan she'ata she'yad ha'umos takva aleinu ve'inan anu yichon l'kai memitzah ketikuna. Nowadays, but we're not obligated to light it outside. Don't forget, he's writing in a very different time than you and I are living in. Umadli kol echad b'pesach beso mibifnim. We light it inside. According to Tosos, already speaks about this. Ve'inkam pirsume nisa ki'im levnei beso levad. In our pirsume nisa that we light in our houses is a limited pirsume nisa. Lazeh hinhigo lahadlik b'pesach neses l'kaim pirsume nisa. Therefore, he says, we light it in shul because that has an elevated level of pirsume nisa. In other words, right? When I light at home, I'm like a 7 out of 10 on the pirsume nisa Richter scale. But when I go to shul, and there are a lot of people, then I am a 10 out of 10 on the pirsume nisa Richter scale. And therefore, says the Rivash, that's why it's not a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala because really, it's part of pirsume nisa. Okay? Then the Rivash goes on to say, we just said that we don't make brachas according to the Rambam on a minhag. So what about here? Why am I making a bracha on this minhag? Says the Rivash, V'afalpi shein mevarchin al minhag. Even though in general we do not make a bracha on a minhag, zehu b'minhag kal. In other words, there are minhagim and there are minhagim. Kamo minhag shel arava sheinu al chavata ba'alma. Why don't we say a bracha on the aravos? He says that's a minhag kal. That's a, we're just hitting it. Ava b'zeh, but lighting candles in shul, shehu lefarse manes, b'beis haknesis b'rabim, where we are being mefarse in the nes, mevarchen alav. That, we are mevarchen alav. Kamo shenagu levarech al halal sherosh chodesh. The same way, we know that we say a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. Even though it's not a minhag, as we learned, Rabbeinu Tam, you are allowed to make a bracha on a minhag. So says the Rivash, certainly here. This is not a minhag kal. This is a gezunta minhag. This is a legit minhag. And therefore, we are allowed to make the bracha on Neiros Chanukah. Yeah.
Correct.
This would be an answer according to the Rambam. Correct. In other words, there's Minhagim and there's Minhagim. Okay. Turn the page to the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi asks arguably the most famous question on this entire sugya. And he points out that there's actually a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. He writes the following, Shaila Peches. B'Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, umadlikin umavarchin bebeis haknesses, that we light bottom of page number 4, that we light the candles, and we make a bracha in shul on Chanukah. Is that our minhag? Yes, that is our minhag. Okay, fairly certain. But he says the Chacham Tzvi k'tas kasha. He says I have a kasha on this. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins b'Rosh Chodesh, da adif tvei shelo levarich ahalal d'reish yarcha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you should not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. Wait a second. Who's the Shulchan Aruch paskinin like when he says you don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh on halal? Rambam. Why does the Rambam say you don't make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh? Because you don't make a bracha on minhag. Wait a second. What else does the Shulchan Aruch say? Does the Shulchan Aruch say that we're supposed to make a bracha on lighting the Chanukah candles in shul? But isn't that a minhag? So the Shulchan Aruch, says the Chacham Tzvi, is contradicting himself. By Hilchas Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch is paskining that you do make a bracha on a minhag. By Halal on Rosh Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you do not make a bracha because you don't make a bracha on a minhag. So you have a stira. You have a contradiction. Im Kain, he says, az delay raya sarivash. He says, if that's the case, then the rivash just crumbled at the seams. Because what was the rivash's whole proof? The rivash's whole proof was, don't think it's a bracha levatala, because we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that you do make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, and says the rivash, you see that we do make a bracha on a minhag. But says the Chacham Tzvi, if really the Shulchan Aruch paskins against Rabbeinu Tam, then the Rivash crumbles, and it's what we would say in learning terms, Hadra Kushya L'Duchte. We're back with the original question. Says the Chacham Tzvi, Im Kein Azdalei Rayas Rivash. B'meshem Evarchin Al Hadlakas Ne'er Chanuk V'Beis HaKnesses Af She'enu El HaMinag. The fact that the Rivash says we make a bracha on Neros Chanukah in Shul, even though it's a minag, Sharei Kol Rayaso Eino Ela Mibirchas. Turn the page, Hal Dorosh Chodesh. His raya, his proof, was from Hal on Rosh Chodesh. V'kevan shehu savor keharambam de'ein mevarchin al Hal Dorosh Chodesh. But if you are paskening like the Rambam that you do not make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, Amai pasak hachad mevarchin al hadlakas ner chanuk v'beis hakneses. We have a problem, says the Chacham Tzvi. So let's review. Let's review. We saw that there is a halacha, there's a debate about whether or not you make a bracha on a minag. The Rambam says you do not. The Rabbeinu Tam says that you do. They are debating the sugi of halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam says you do not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. And the Rabbeinu Tam says that you do make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, that you do not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. However, when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you do light candles in Shul and you do make a bracha on it. So the Shulchan Aruch is contradicting himself. By Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he paskins that you do not make a bracha on a minag. By Hilchos Chanukah, he paskins that you do make a bracha on Hilchos Chanukah.
Two different types of minhagim.
Two different minhagim.
Right.
The problem is the whole proof of the Rivash was halal. But if you paskin against that Rivash's proof, you got a real problem. Because you're going to tell me halal is a minhag kal? It's a very hard argument to make. Yeah, you were also very excited. And therefore what? And therefore? So even though it's a minag, pirsuminis, and therefore what?
Therefore we make the bracha.
Why?
Because it's 10 out of 10.
So I'm picking on you. You're at like the 20-yard line, and I'm going to take you into the end zone in a minute, okay? But you're like there, you're just not there. What about Yantav Sheni Shogalios? Good. So we got a problem. Good. So we're all confused. Have a good day. Okay, yeah, Moshe Lee.
You haven't mentioned Baroy of Avros
Melech. Oh, the Chabadnik here is talking about Barova Madras Melech. So the Rivash spoke about that. It's Pirsumi Nisa. That's what he was talking about. But the question is, how does that impact us halachically? How does that get us out of our problem? First of all, who said you need Barovam by Pirsuminisa? In other words, the Litvisha side of me could make the counter Chabad argument and say, Toso says that as long as there's one person up in your household, right, you could light Chanukah candles. In other words, we judge Pirsuminisa on a quantitative level, but it could be a qualitative component to it as well. Yeah, why?
Because you said in the house it's a lower level.
Well, I was dramatizing the Rivash. I'm not necessarily saying I believe that. I'm saying that's what the Rivash says. Okay. So I want to offer a few suggestions to this halachic conundrum that we are in. So first is the suggestion of the Moruksia of Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says the following. I'll tell to you outside, and then I will tell to you inside. He writes here the following. What?
Sorry,
page number 6. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, why do we make a bracha on a minag? Why do we make a bracha in general? Right? I take my lulav and esrog. Why do I make a bracha? It's a birchas a mitzvah. Right? Before I perform a mitzvah, I have to make a bracha. Okay? 9 out of 10 times, is the bracha ma'akev? In other words, let's say I pick up my lulav and esrog and I don't make a bracha. Have I filled the mitzvah?
Yes.
Of course. How do you all know that? Because we're very careful about the way we pick up our lulav and esrog, with the pitom, the down, the up, because we know that the second I pick up my lulav and esrog properly, even before I make the bracha, I'll fulfill the mitzvah. Okay. Says the Rav Yaakov Emden, Neiros Chanukah is an exception to that. Where it's not the mitzvah is door number one, and the bracha is door number two, but rather, like love and marriage, no one got that reference, the mitzvah and the bracha go together. They go together. Okay? In other words, says Rav Yaakov Emden, that part of the mitzvah is the bracha. In order to fulfill Pirsumei Nisa, I need to say a bracha. Why? What's the lumdus behind it? What's the conceptual component behind it? Why is the bracha so important to the Pirsumei Nisa? Why does it define the mitzvah? Why is it hal and oda? Why do I need a bracha? Yeah. Why did you suggest that? From what other area of Jewish life? Well, we know that the story of Sukkot takes place when? Really takes place after Pesach. Why don't we celebrate Sukkot after Pesach, very famously? Because if everyone were sitting outside in huts, then you would just assume that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, just it's a nice day outside. But by sitting outside in the rainy season, you show that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Similar idea, says Rav Yaakov Emden to here. Many people have a custom to light candles, not because it's a mitzvah, because it relaxes them, aromatherapy, right? It calms them down. You need light. Don't forget, back then they didn't have electricity. You needed light. So if I lit my Chanukah candles, and I did not make a bracha, someone walking by would just assume that what? They wouldn't know I was doing it for a mitzvah. They would just assume that I either need it for light or I like the smell. The only thing, says Rav Yaakov Emden, that distinguishes this as lighting for the purposes of Pirsumei Nisa and to fulfill the mitzvah is what? Is the bracha. So when I walk by the house, and I don't just see the lights, but I also hear the family saying, Baruch atah Hashem, right? Then I know that they're doing l'shem mitzvah. Does that mean you need someone to hear you say the bracha? It's a good question. It's a good question. I mean, he doesn't talk about it. But one could make that argument. I hear where you're going with it.
The other people in the house here.
Yes. But can we read the Rav Yaakov Emden inside before you jump down his throat? Yeah. Let's learn a little bit, and then if you're still, you can be Rav Yonas and Eibschitz to him, okay? How about that? Mm-hmm. Okay? Says Rav Yaakov Emden on the right-hand side, where I have my underline. He says, Ach gam al turkasha, dimistam v'kamer zmana kol alayla, mashma v'adai bebracha. You can say the bracha all night. Dibizmana lo hivsid bracha v'dok. In other words, there's a suffix. Whether when you light candles after the official zman, are you allowed to make a bracha? We paskin that you do make a bracha. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, why would you be allowed to do that? We generally know that if there's suffik brachos, what do you do? Lahakal, you should not make the bracha. And yet, even though it's a suffik, later on at night we make a bracha. Therefore, he says in the left-hand column, first full paragraph, v'nirali liyashib ktsas dasator. Here's my answer. De mitzvah zo de neros Chanukah, shani. In other words, ner Chanukah fundamentally works different. Vadai de bracha me'akeves. The bracha halachically is ma'akev. In other words, if I don't make the bracha, it's not considered Chanukah. I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Lefisha kol ikara lepirsumei nisa. The whole purpose of lighting is for pirsumei nisa. The chiman lik below bracha lo midi avid. And if I light without making the bracha, I've accomplished nothing. Deharoa, because someone walking by and seeing it, savar letzorcha hu demadli. Right, they'll think that I'm lighting it because I need light. Velo minkara milsa klal de l'shem mitzvah kavit. And they're not going to know that I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. Skip the parentheses, so it's about six lines. V'hainu taima de mevarchina nala b'veis ha'knesses. This is why we make a bracha even though we're lighting in shul. Even though it's a minog, it's not even mentioned in the Talmud. And really you should only have to light without a bracha in shul. Because it's a suffik, and we generally know that suffik brachos, lahakel, skip the parentheses, my underline. V'yafal pichein, lo chashashu lebracha she'enu tzricha misafik. We're not worried that it's a bracha levatala. Ki chashvuha tzorech ha-mitzvah la'asos l'kohogen. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. She'im yadliku b'lo bracha ein bo pirsumei neis. If I light without a bracha, it's not pirsumei nisa. She'yusovurim she'hidlik neiros l'tzorech beis ha-knesses. They'll just assume that they wanted a little more light when they daven mariv, so they lit candles. That is the Moroktsia Azoi State Rav Yaakov Emdim. Yes, now you can jump down his throat.
If, for example, a woman is single or her husband is away and it's Friday night and she inadvertently lit Shabbos candles.
Okay.
So she can no longer light the menorah. She gets a neighbor to light and he makes lahadlik and then she says Osa Nisim, and if it's the first night she
okay.
Has done.
Yeah.
So Osa Nisim is the bracha on Pirsume Nisa. And
he would argue differently, by the way. He would argue differently. Doesn't mean I have to say the bracha. The bracha is said over the Neros Chanukah. In other words, when I say the bracha, it's a symbol. It's a sign. It's signifying to everyone else that this is a special light. This is designated as a mitzvah. After all, that's what a birchas mitzvah is. A birchas mitzvah says what I'm about to do is something called a mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is pirsum inisa. So when I make the bracha, I'm saying, hinani muchanu mezum an lakayim mitzvah is pirsum inisa. I just don't say those words, and instead I say, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Okay? I happen to love Rav Yaakov Emden. Anyway, okay. One last suggestion. And that is the Griz. Now, I didn't have the Griz in front of me, because I was in the shul already, but I saw quoted in a sefer, Yerech Lemoadim, Revulsion, a beautiful, magnificent sefer. I bought it when I was in New York last week. And I've really enjoyed going through it. But he has here the question of the Chacham Tzvi, page number 7. And he quotes the Griz on the bottom right-hand side. And once again, I will tell it to you outside. Says the Griz that there are Minhagim and there are Minhagim. Now, it's not like the Rivash stated. What do I mean by there are Minhagim and there are Minhagim? There's a minog to give me a low level minog. I don't know. There are minhagim that aren't so chasher, and then there are minhagim that are mitzvos. So give me an example of a minog that becomes a mitzvah. Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. So in other words, when I sit down on Pesach and I say the bracha on the second night of Al Achilas Matzah, am I fulfilling a mitzvah? Of course I'm filming. What's the nature of the mitzvah? It's a minhag. Right? In other words, even though it's a minhag, it's a minhag that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah through. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah through the minhag. Okay? That, says the Griz, is the chiluk that we are looking for here. Okay? So again, there are minhagim that are not mitzvos, and that there are minhagim that almost like replicate a mitzvah. Let's read inside. He says here, Al pi esodo shel agriz, right hand side, be'er shitas Rambam b'hada im evarchan al minog, v'zel l'shoni, quotes him verbatim, v'anir lomar b'das Rambam, d'hine be'ikar hach time ad im evarchan al minog, yeyun sham b'rashi, d'umishum d'iev shar lomar b'zev etzivanu, de'afilu b'chlal lo sasur leitza. And those, maybe you'll say the reason why I can't make a bracha on a minog is because how can I say the words v'tzivanu? Chazal didn't command me to it. But he says that can't be. Because the Rambam says explicitly in his Hakdama, he says, V'chein, second to last line on the right hand side, V'chein yisbayer mehem, ha-minhagos ve'atakanos, she'iskinu, o she'nagu, b'chol dor v'dor. The Rambam says explicitly, he talks about a minhag, right? That a minhag, we could say the word vitzivanu on, the same way we could say a vitzivanu on what? On a derabanan. Right? How could I say a Vitzivanu on Derabanan? Where did Hashem command me? The answer is Hashem gave us a pasuk lo sasur, which means listen to the Chachamim. And that's what allows the same Vitzivanu on a Derabbanan. Says the Rambam that applies to a Minhag as well. And therefore he goes on, left-hand side, my underline. Ve'anira pashat iladas ha-Rambam. Ha-dein mevarchin ala Minhag lam mishum time at Eif Shaloma brehu Vitzivanu. It's not because you can't say the word Vitzivanu. De'be'emes ladas ha-Rambam din minhagos hu kechol divrei sofrim. According to the Rambam, a Minhag is just like any other Derabbanan. And it's incorporated in the principle of Lo Sasur. Ella hadein mevarchin ala minaguzeh din be'etzem hachefza shalhem delav toras mitzvah behul of arachalim. It's a not a mitzvah. Dirak al mitzvos mevarchin velo al minhagos. We make brachos on minhag, not on mitzvos, not on minhagim. This is the Rambam I started you off with. Listen to his language. Why did the Rambam have to say that? Why didn't the Rambam just say if it's a minhag, isn't that also not a mitzvah? No, that's the whole point. Because there can be a minhag that takes the form of a mitzvah. Namely, let's take our example of Yanta Sheni Shogalios, where I'm eating the matzah. It's a minhag, but I'm also fulfilling a mitzvah. The Rambam obviously believes that halal on Rosh Chodesh is stam a minhag. It's not mitzvah at all. Vein mevarchin ala. Hare daha de'ein mevarchin al minhag, hu mishum de be'etzem, dinu ein bo shei mitzvah. Ubirchos lo nitkenu rak al mitzvah bilvad. Vize sham acher lo be'etzem achefze, shei minhag velo shei mitzvah. That's the griz. He proves it from our case of Yantosheni. The fact that the Rambam says you do not make a bracha on Halel, but you do make a bracha on Matzah and Marah on the second day of Pesach means that obviously the Rambam himself differentiates. And the answer is the Rambam tells explicitly that Halel he considers a minhag, not a mitzvah. But when you take the matzah on the second night of Pesach, what is it? It's a minhag that is a mitzvah. And that, says the griz, is the chilak. That's the difference. Hold on. That's the differentiation. If it's stam a minhag that's not a mitzvah, no bracha, like Rosh Chodesh. If it's a minhag that becomes a mitzvah, that's like a mitzvah, then it's going to be a bracha. Obviously, according to the griz, what is the Rambam hold Neiros Chanukah is? It's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Even in shul. Lift pirsuminisa. That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. That's where you come back to the rivash. That's where you come back to the rivash. By the way, if you go to the rivash, go back quickly to page number 3. I think this is explicit in the rivash. Rabbi Shaker, Rabbi Gober went 6 minutes over. So I'm going to borrow 6 minutes back. I apologize. Not really, though. It took my 6 minutes. Okay. If you look in the Rivash quickly on page number 3, he says it explicitly. He says on the bottom right hand side, Tshuva, Haminag azel lahadlik bebeis haknesses, minag vasikinu mishum pirsuminisa. It's a minag of pirsuminisa. Kevan she'en anachnu yuchayim lekayim. What are the next words? Hamitzvah kitikuna. The Rivash says explicitly that you can't fulfill the mitzvah properly without lighting it in public. You need pirsuminisa, and that's why you need it in the shul. So I think the Rivash didn't need to use those words. Part of the using those words are to show us that you need it for the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Okay, lastly, so just to summarize, we discussed that there's a machlokas, whether you make a bracha on a minhag. We discussed about lighting candles in shul on Chanukah. The Chacham Tzvi's bombshell question. Rav Yaakov Emdin, who says that the reason why is because the bracha is part of the mitzvah. And the Griz, who says that there's a difference between a minhag, a standalone minhag, and a minhag that becomes a mitzvah. Where does this leave us with public candle lightings? So if we turn to page number 8, Rav Binyamin Silber writes in Ishael Shuvas Az Nidbaru. He says it's very obvious that if in shul we light a candle and we make a bracha, then vadai, when you're at the heat game and there's pirsuminisa, what should you do? You should make a bracha. He says, v'af she'ina minhag lahadlik b'chol ha'makomos shel asifas rabim, even though there's generally not a minug to light everywhere, biglal shemistama kol ach echad kvar ishtate bedlakas bebeis hakneses, because you've already done it in shul, the efshar deafil loya nuchach bedlak mikomakom, kaven shu chavered bebeis hakneses, fine, aval benidon shemadlikim bekikar ear, right, chabad, that lights in the city square, many people there haven't heard candle lighting yet. And even if they did, it's not mahadrin. Therefore, he says, of course you should. Why? Because that's Pirsuminisa. And we already explained that when you light for Pirsuminisa, what do you need? You need the bracha. That's what Silber explains. On the last page, hold on, page number 9, because now I only have 2 minutes left. Page number 9, Divrei Yitziv, Rav Halberstam writes, Al kol panim barer shirak bebeis ha-medrash umakum kavula tefila hayam ha-minag velo bishar mekomos. He says, no, it's limited to a shul, it's limited to a makum tefila. Ubefrap izman hazeh shirabu ha-misfartzim lasos ish kikar kichol ha-yashar beinav. Everyone does whatever they want. Lasos od b'shriyus libul and mus milsa. Everyone's just writing, lighting all over the place. He's very against the practice of lighting candles there. And therefore, there are those poskim, I forgot who said, that only if there's tefillah taking place can you also light it. So if you want to light in town square, the recommendation those posts can make is daven marav there. And if you daven marav there, then you could also light the candles. We will study Chanukah for the next few weeks as well. I apologize, Rabbi Shach.